Thank you for listening to this downloaded audio. AchievingExcellence.com is your source for books, CDs, downloads, tapes, and articles about NLP. Check out our site. That's AchievingExcellence.com for more great material on NLP.
Welcome to Worlds Within a Word. I'm Charles Faulkner, and I'll be your guide on a journey into new experiences today. A number of you might know my metaphor work, Metaphors of Identity. Several years back, I got very interested when I was looking into human consciousness is how do people move through life? How do they get from one place to another? And after many years of work with different approaches, I came up with this question, which I offer to you. How do you know what to want? We all want all sorts of things. Some of us want family, some of us want career, some of us want adventure. How do we know what to want? And I got very interested in this question about the same time I found a field called cognitive linguistics. They were looking at what were the metaphors that guide people's lives. And I looked at that and went, if argument could be a war, or argument could be making a building, or argument could be connecting with people, if the metaphors worked at this linguistic level where these very serious and accomplished researchers were working, what could happen if people had these? And as I began to look, I found they did. People had metaphors in their lives. Organizations, businesses had metaphors. They had metaphors of a game, that business was a game you'd win, or business was war, or it was a family, or it was creating some sort of an empire. And as I looked further, I found that these would guide not only what they wanted in life, but the values they'd hold, the beliefs that they had, the very way that they moved through the world. I began to wonder about this further. If someone had the metaphor of a journey, say sailing, and they're sailing through life, well, sometimes it's going to be choppy waters. Sometimes they're going to get to a desert island that's going to be really wonderful. Sometimes they're going to be on the open seas with the wind behind them. Sometimes they're going to be in a storm. And I began to think about the seasons of a life that a person could have, that first you have to row a little boat if you want to learn to sail. Then you get a small boat and you take it out in the harbor a little bit. And later you get your big sailboat and you go out on the open waters and you're ready for adventure. And eventually that boat gets old and needs to be brought into dry dock to cleaned up. And that lives are like that too. And businesses can be like that. That a business could start out as a small entrepreneurial venture and it could grow up and get strong and go out on its own and conquer the world. And I looked at these different types of metaphors as the seasons, how they cycled through the spring, the summer, the fall, and the winter. And I thought I was done. I thought I'd made a good run of figuring this out and also how to change them. And then I had an experience with a client in a situation very much like this. And this woman turned to me and she says, "I want to matter." And I was stopped. Because, of course, I heard that she wanted to feel significant, that the professional work she did and the work she did with her family was important to her. But I also heard the metaphor. She wanted to be matter. She wanted to be as solid as her car or her house or her furniture and to be acknowledged as much. And then I began to remember that cliche that there is a metaphor in every word. But it was a cliche. How could one make use of that? And I came across a story by John Berger, actually a dream. He's a writer living in France now. And his dream was that there was a land where people, in order to make themselves understood, what they would do is every word, a noun, a verb, an adverb, doesn't matter what it is, every word would have an actual object appear. A neat trick, but of course you can do this in a dream. And so whenever people spoke, what they were talking about would appear as these objects. And it didn't matter whether it was an action. If it was digging, they'd see digging. If it was love, they might see a mother and child. It was, each word would appear. So everything was very clear. Of course, after a while, this land got a little bit crowded. And at that point, the people in the land decided that what they would do is they would have the words stand for the things so there wouldn't be so many things around. And at that point, he said, the words began to speak. John Berger is a writer. He said, "I was thinking about the world of literature. I'm an investigator of consciousness, and I borrowed that and I said, He's thinking about every one of our human imaginations. Did you know the human imagination has only been a subject of scientific inquiry for 2 years? You could study creativity, that was all right. But the idea of imagination, and yet how do we know what to want if we don't imagine it in our future? How do we direct ourselves if we don't see where we are, see where we want to meet? If we want to get dressed in the morning, we imagine what we might want to look like that day. Imagination is fundamental, and yet hasn't been a topic till recently. Well, I've begun to think that people don't have maps in their minds or structures as we're thinking. People actually have landscapes, whole lands. After all, we talk about going forward in life, that we move forward toward our future and we look back on our past. We'll talk about getting a view of things, and we know that that means we're above it. We'll talk about obstacles in life. And I begin to hear those cliches like, I'm at the end of my rope, or I feel boxed in, or I'm blocked, or I'm on top of the world. And I begin to wonder about those. And my wondering has led to this. Every one of us, individuals, organizations, even governments, we have metaphors of identity, metaphors that guide us, like life is sailing, or life is adventure, life is a story, life is a struggle. All of these. And we have a season we move in. We might be in the spring of our lives, the summer of our lives. And what these will do is they give us the meaning, the values, the goals. And there's a whole nother dimension, a dimension that's in every moment as we move through life. And that dimension is the how we get to where we want to go in life. What is the quality of our experience? How much are we enjoying our journey? How much are we enjoying growing in the world?
Thank you for listening to this downloaded audio. AchievingExcellence.com is your source for books, CDs, downloads, tapes, and articles about NLP. Check out our site. That's AchievingExcellence.com for more great material on NLP.